Everybody, I'm just looking at this. That's for next week. Revolving Loan Audit Committee. We don't have that. That's not new. Anyway, approve the minutes of July 9th and July 10th regular meeting to July 17th.
So moved.
Second.
Any changes? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 322, establishing a new fee for parking at the county building. Moved by somebody, please?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Based on that, there are no fees at the court building? Is that correct? Is that correct? There's
correct.
No fees at the court building? And that's to allow people to, in theory, it's to allow people who are going to court to have free parking?
Yes, and it would cost us more money than you would make having the whole setup there with having somebody overlooking
it.
Is this building, does it cost us more than we make to have it?
I think we make
a minor.
Where is it?
I thought it
was a little thick.
Vote on vacation?
Bert just wasn't available tonight. This is a resolution brought forward by the chairman.
I know. And I understand why, and it makes sense to me, but I'm curious about the financial analysis of whether or not, because it's not, I don't think it's about making money, about covering costs, and also about allowing, keeping access, which is why my understanding that the chairman brought it forward, which is fine. But I was curious about
people doing business in the county as opposed to, because currently it's capped at $3.
Yeah.
And then it costs $1 an hour to park at the...
And I guess, I could ask next week or reach out to Amber, but I guess that's what led to my question about the court building, is because there's no fee, do we have a lot of people in the same way that we felt people were abusing this because it was so cheap, do we have people going and parking at the court building and not leaving access for people who are need to go to the court building either as jurors or as litigants or as defendants? So I'm curious if anyone's looked at that independent of the cost to maintain it, but just also about allowing access, because that's a pretty important building in terms of service.
They've had two vacancies for this, and it's very difficult. They've reached out to Office of the Aging Veterans. They've reached out to a lot of different
two vacancies places for this position
for that
here?
Position. So doing that whole thing over there as well, which we'd have to basically hire double the staff.
It's
difficult to find somebody, but yeah.
Can we just get an analysis of what, like, just so we see what it is and see what this one costs against what the fees are? I'll support this, but also if there is an impression of there being a parking problem at that facility because there is no fee and you could conceivably park for many hours, and then be off doing business totally somewhere else, or going to a movie or something.
Mark, you got to look into it?
Yep.
Get that information to Amber. Amber, you'll give it to the committee? Mm-hmm. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Just a note on, because I'm over that way quite a bit, most of that lot fills up long before the stores. That is, I think that lot is more attuned to the courthouse and the employees of the courthouse.
Yeah,
That fills up at 8. If you're not there by 8:15, 8:30, you're...
Jurors typically don't park in that lot.
Yeah, no, I know. You get passes elsewhere.
They've used family court for a while. I think they'll probably have to, when we sell family court, they may have to do something with the plaza and have...
But I think that the fact that it fills up so early, so quickly, it doesn't necessarily mean it's for people. Someone would have to do an analysis to see whether or not those are actually, it's being filled up with people who are in the court or people who are parking because they know they can park all day and going to a job somewhere else, a private job. I mean, it's just sort of anecdotal evidence, and this issue that Ken's brought up with this lot made me think, do we have an issue that we're just turning our heads from in that lot just because it's easier or it's cheaper? So I would respectfully like to ask if we could try to do some analysis on that lot.
Mm-hmm. So the proposal, a resolution is for the lot here. Is it intended to be for this building only, or is it intended for people to use throughout the community?
The parking lot, you mean?
Yes.
This one?
Yes.
It's only this one right now.
You know, is
no,
there...
No, so the parking lot itself is for both, really. It's a municipal lot, so there's no way to... I mean, she's asking if
you can park here and go out to lunch.
Right, you can park here and go out to lunch, but it's for this building only. The rates were set.
I'm talking about use of the parking lot. So if you're trying to do business here and the lot's full and you can't find parking on the street, you can't do business here because people are using the lot for more than doing business here. If you're here doing business, that's one thing. But if you're going to have lunch, then anybody trying to do business in the building can't do business. Mm-hmm. And so my question is this lot intended for just those doing business with the county, or is it intended to be a municipal lot that anybody could use regardless of where they're doing business that day, whether it's lunch or...
And I don't know if you could, I mean...
Can we designate
that? I don't know. Right. That
definitely
be a question
could.
For council,
for
but
county building,
I don't know if you can just say county office.
I mean, I've had constituents complain about trying
Me
to
too.
Do business yeah, here and not being able to find yeah. parking, or at least try, even on the street. Sometimes they're parking 3-4 blocks away because they can't get close enough to the building.
Well,
so that's all
good.
I'm...
I mean, they're
mm-hmm.
driving
Pardon
around.
Me?
Legislators are driving around.
Yeah,
no
I get
people
it. But I'm more worried about
vehicles,
people trying
too.
To do business here. I mean, yes, it's a problem for us, but if it's a problem for constituents, and that's what I've heard mm-hmm. people complaining about, then, you know, is this enough? Is that by changing the rates, is that enough? Or should we say, you know, you've got to get stamped here. You know, if you're doing business here... You wherever you go do your business, you get a stamp, and that's the way you kind of curtail people in the parking lot to doing business here. If we're saying it's a municipal lot, I mean, I think we can say that on the weekends, but during regular business hours, I think it presents some challenges. And we should really, if we're going to do this, let's think about doing it in a holistic way that gives us mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. broadest use, and the people can use the lot in the way they need to.
I'll say from just my observations of the parking lot, there is some times where there's definitely no spots and people have to circle, but those are normally through peak periods. And if you, uptown Kingston has a typically difficult time with parking, and if you were to restrict this lot for only county office building purposes, you'd be impacting the parking in the rest of uptown Kingston as well, more so than impacting the amount of time where nobody can find a parking spot here.
Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah,
I think we should do a study. I mean, yeah, that sounds good. And I get it, because as a business owner, it is frustrating if people can't find, you know, a place to park to do business with you. But, you know, we're business too here at the county building. So it's just, have we really thought through? We're just changing the price. I think that's step one. But I'd like to see step two being, let's do a study. Let's really gauge what people are here. Let's get them, let's even just start stamping tickets so that when people are going, we can start to do an inventory of who's doing business here and who isn't, and what the time periods are. I mean, I think that's a way of trying to capture that data.
When they put this new, you know, the revitalization plan that they're putting in, there is going to be substantial parking. Does the county have, it's like 200 cars? So that should alleviate,
some of it, yeah.
I worked uptown here. It was awful to park.
Mm-hmm. We could probably find Constantly out through ticketed. The city. I meet the coin collector quite often. And it's actually pretty cool, the little canister that he has. He never touches it. It goes in, it turns, everything drops out. He never touches a coin. It's actually pretty sharp. But it's all metered. And when you say we're just raising the price, we're not, yes, we are raising the price. We're putting it on a par with the city.
Right, competitive. I get
so
that. Yeah. No, I totally get that.
It's the same as the city.
Yeah, I don't, the price issue, I feel
that.
Like, is makes sense in terms of putting it on a par and
right.
not, but the, what jumped out at me was that, okay, we're putting it on a par, and meanwhile we have another lot that is totally free. So has anyone looked at all of this?
It's full.
It's always full. Yeah.
It's always
and
full.
I and
as
that
I said it's always full early.
But you don't know in the same way you don't know who it's full with. No one, to my knowledge, no one has stood and watched. Are the people going into that building or are they walking into all different jobs?
But
because it would make sense for me if I worked up here and if my job started at 9, I knew I could get here at 8:30 and park in a lot, not have to feed a meter and be done with it, I'd arrive 30 minutes early. And I just think we need that information to know what we're doing. I've had to be in court and not been able to park there, not as a juror. When I was a juror, I got the notice that said, go park in this lot and here's your thing, and you know, I had to park in family court.
If you look at the parking lot over there, the outside ring of it is all reserved for police and court employees. I say county employees,
mm-hmm.
Office of Court Administration. There's only maybe 24 spaces that are not have reserve signs on them in the middle of the parking lot. Everything else on the ring is all reserved for police and.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'd like there to be a real analysis.
About,
yeah,
you know, we're back and doing it. Yes. All right, we'll look into it. All right, resolution 325, execution of a contract clause.
Did we vote on this?
Yes.
Pretty
yeah,
sure
we
did.
Did.
Okay. Excess of $50,000 in Buddy County, NetSmart Technologies.
So moved.
Second. Questions?
It's a weird question. So this is looking at home health and hospice data, right?
Yes.
And it went through economic. Did it go through... social services too, or just economic development?
I was at economic development.
Seems weird to me that it wouldn't. I mean, just on the
it's an IS contract.
I know it's an IS contract, but
software, not the humanistic approach.
I know, but I feel like okay. And then my other question is: do we ever follow up on how much we use the maintenance service on our different contracts where we have maintenance service? Do we do an analysis to see how often we're calling upon these services? Do we run the numbers of how many calls in? Because they're pretty substantial contracts, some of them.
Yeah,
not just this one. I mean,
right.
Some of them are pretty extreme, which makes me wonder,
can analyze it on a contract-by-contract basis. We can look at that, but we haven't done a full... I can't say that.
Okay.
So
maybe we have
done that evaluation.
Can we just, maybe we can follow up and someone could just let me know. Maybe it would be worth starting to do that on a contract by contract basis just to say,
and I don't
oh,
say
we never made
not.
A call.
They probably are. I just don't have that information.
Okay.
And what is home care software? Because talking about insurance and...
It's the insurance that the health department uses, or the software that the health department uses to track the hospice and home health care.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
326, execution of contract, Entebbe County, InfoQuick Solutions. Moved?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Questions?
I have really serious questions about this one. So, as I was looking through the contract on this, I noticed, I'm trying to get to it now, that this now has a fee component. And as I read it, so we're looking at land record software, updating our land records. I'm guessing this is a new service instead of our normal GIS. And on the, I'm going to get to it, Schedule A, they talk about what they're going to do and the remote backup, et cetera. And then there's fees and expenses. And it says, in-state subscriber per image, 50 cents per document viewed, and a monthly fee of 100 per month. Out-of-state subscriber, does that mean we're going to start charging the public and making 70% of the per-use charge? Because I honestly feel this is not something to rush into if that's what we're doing. If we're moving from a free service, I use that GIS all the time.
I do too.
And if now, for a multitude of reasons, if now every time I look at it, I'm going to have to pay a per-fee, That's, to me, about freedom of information and access to information and transparency in government. So I want to understand this. I want to understand if that's what we're doing, if we're now authorizing a contract to charge every time someone looks at a land record or a court record or all these other records.
Mark, can you answer that?
I think it'd be helpful to have Nina here. This is, it's an IS contract, but this was an RFP done to the purchasing department for the county clerk. So as far as what they're charging, I don't have that information.
I mean, the read of it's pretty unless I'm wrong, it says land records, court records, real property module, et cetera, and then when it goes into the fees and expenses, it says the vendor shall charge the following subscriber user fees for access to the system, and then it breaks
That's
down.
That's for us, I believe.
Yeah, because if you're... Say if you go to access it, you'd have to have a login, because how would they charge
right,
you?
Right, and there are other counties that have that. There are other counties that have login, and you have to pay.
They charge you currently for real property records if you want to get a copy of the deed or something like that.
But that's for copies.
That's copies.
You got to download it. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is viewing. This is, look, this is
All right,
per
let's
image
hold, let's
to
put
view.
This on hold until next week. Yeah, let's get the answers.
I just want to understand, because if that's, if that's what we're doing, we need to, yeah. I think, have a real debate about whether or not that's what
I
we want to do with our
I don't think that's what we're
records.
Doing, but let's fit with the answer before we vote on it. Let's hold it. Let's hold this
I've
next
come
week.
I in and looked at records, and I looked at the GIS before I came in, because somebody said she lived in New Paulson, but she didn't, so.
All right, yeah, let's hold this resolution 327 or 326.
Thank you.
All in favor,
Thank
say
you.
Aye.
Aye.
Amber, you got to get a hold of Nina, find out about this.
Do we? Who's the first and second on postponing?
I'll say to postpone.
All right, 327, execution of contract, excess of 50, Computer Professionals International, Information Services. Moved by?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Tracy?
Sorry, so this says... But we use them for various professional technical services. What does that mean? What
this
are we
is everything outside of our county help desk. So anything software related, they are our software consultant mm-hmm. for anything that is beyond the realm of our Ulster County help desk. So anytime there's an issue at IAS, they need a consultant to come in. They bring in CPI. They're based off of a state contract.
It says they're a foreign company.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, I looked them up online, and they're in Schenectady. I didn't see anything about. I mean,
incorporated in Delaware, they'd be a foreign business. I mean, they're not in New York State, so they may have a headquarters in Schenectady, but that just means where they're incorporated.
It just means foreign to New York, not foreign to the United States.
Correct.
Okay.
It's easier to incorporate. Into
There's it. Domestic business.
Yeah, it shouldn't be either, but that's the typical is
right.
The
absolute. Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah, no.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
328, approving the contract, the excess of 50, Anthony County, Geoa, Amberet, Inc., DBA, Joya. Newcastle. Moved.
Second. Moved, sorry. Whenever you want me.
Second.
I can't multitask.
You got a second?
Second.
Help me
Any
out.
Questions?
This is the voice over internet this protocol?
This is our managed services for the voice over internet protocol. And I do believe they are going to look, this is extending it for a year. Part of the, and we brought this up in economic development, we've bought the phones, and so it makes sense right now to extend them. They are going to look at going out in the future. And just analyze whether it makes more sense to go into a cloud-based or... But again,
I feel like we've been talking about that. I mean...
Well, this just came in 3 or 4 years. I think 2015 is when we went to this VoIP. So in order to go to the cloud system, we'd have to buy all brand new phones again. Mm-hmm. So I think we want to get
the most
what
out
we
of
can
these.
Out of these phones, and then we're looking at doing something else.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
338, amending the Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from New York State Office of Alcoholism, Substance Abuse for the workforce cost.
Second.
Questions? Not roll call, all in favor. You got a question?
Well, I'm a no on this. I really wish they would have separated out the other organizations. RSS is in litigation with the SOPIS. They're in litigation with the county. If they don't get their way, they seem to sue. So, and I'm not really impressed with their track record. I understand that it is for personnel increases, mm-hmm. but I mean their CEO makes like $400,000 a year, so I'm not confident that his staff is going to be getting it. Anyway, I am a no on that.
Yeah, this isn't contract related. It's just that. It's basically COLA that goes that passes on to the
hopefully
to the worker. So yeah, I would think that if it was contract, like when the contract comes up, that would probably be the
They've been talking about that for about 8 months, though.
Discuss that.
Yeah. So. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
One no. 339, amending the contract budget to increase funding from New York State Mental Health for supportive housing and vital access, Department of Mental Health. Move.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm a no.
No again.
Why are you no on this one?
Same reason. It's RSS for RSS, again. Yeah. Yeah. If they pulled everything out separately, I absolutely adore the other organizations.
Is RSS in this one?
Yes. And it's something like they're getting between 160 and 300 a bed, and it's my understanding it's per day.
I don't know what the...
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. I feel like I didn't see... Oh.
Did you find them?
No, I don't remember seeing RSS in this one.
No, I didn't either.
Am I wrong? There were two that had like RSS and one did not.
I don't want to be wrong for
yeah,
you, but
I don't
want to.
I don't want to vote no against if this wasn't it, but I thought this one had RSS in it.
Oh, you can say yes on the floor. You can say no here.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. Just move it, Lauren. Like
all in favor, say aye.
It's like a freebie, right?
340, approving New York State Office of Children and Family Services 2018 Resource Allocation Plan, Youth Bureau. Move.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
341, amending Ulster County budget to accept funding from the New York State Office for Aging for the Medicare Improvements of Patients and Providers Act.
So moved.
Second. Questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
342, authorizing chairman of Ulster County Legislative to enter an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Service for the 8th Defense Program, Ulster County Public Defender. Moved?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
343, approving the authorizing the chairman to Ulster County Legislature to accept the Division of Criminal Justice Service grant amending Ulster County budget.
So
Ulster
moved.
County Sheriff, move. Second.
Second.
Questions? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
345, authorize the charity of Ulster County Legislature to convey the Poor Farm Reservoir property tax map 86.1 to the City of New York without consideration pursuant to Section 72H of New York State General Municipal Law, Department of Public Works.
Move.
Second?
Second.
Anybody know what this is about?
No.
Yeah, I have questions.
Mark?
Yeah, I have a comment, actually.
345 is about the...
So we had a piece of property that's over by kind of the Mohawk Preserve, Duck Pond.
Jim has a picture?
Up right there. This was used... It's up by the DEP's aqueduct. It was used back in the day as a water source for the poorhouse. And more recently, it was used for the fairgrounds, but ever since a few years ago, we had water system put in for the fairgrounds. They don't use it anymore. It's more of just really a liability for the county at this point, and the DEP has requested the land. We did specify in the resolution that there's a portion of, I think, lower Duck Pond Road, which is used by Mohawk Preserve as a trail, that they would continue to be able to do so.
There's a very large and pierced stone monument in the middle of the parcel. You can't see it very well on there, but on the computer version, it shows a very different. Looks like a tower. It's very interesting.
I'm not sure.
I know there was a dam built there, and they blew up the dam because people were going there and using the pond to swim in, and they were afraid of liability. So it may be the remnants of the dam, which is why there's liability there.
Thank you.
Laura?
The town and village of New Paltz have been looking for water sources because they're going to be closing down parts of the aqueduct where they get their water from currently to do repairs with DEP. Have they been approached to see if they were interested
in this?
Yeah,
again, I mean, this has been undammed, so I don't know how much of a water source it is at this point.
Okay.
They just want it because it's near the aqueduct, the DEP.
Okay, so they're just interested in property, not water.
Right.
Okay.
I think when they blew up the dam, that took care of any ponding that was there. I think they had dammed up some streams and creeks to create the water source. I think it's there. And they don't
know. You know when the dam was blown up?
70s, 80s.
In the 70s.
Like
okay,
that.
Recently.
I think
so
was kind of
we were using the water supply for the poorhouse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, way back. And then more recently, they used it for, like, the horses.
So, and I'm trying to, I mean, I'm on the parcel viewer. It looks to me like it's not only contiguous to Mohonk, but that some of Mohonk's trails go through it. I know that according to the resolution, Mohonk said that they were fine with it, but I gotta say, I feel like I need a little more research into this because we're conveying property to the state, I mean, essentially, right, DEP. So it's not as if it's going back on the tax rolls, and Mohonk it wouldn't either, but I just, why are we doing this? Yeah.
Because we don't want the liability. I mean, there's no reason for it to stay in the county, and we've reserved rights to Mohonk. We can't just give the property to the preserve. I mean, we can give it to another municipality, and they've requested it. Again, while reserving their rights. I don't think Mohonk has either requested it or shown that they oppose this.
Was there any conversation with New Paltz around this? It is New Paltz, right?
Yeah, I feel like it is.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any. So, again, you'd be giving them a piece of property that's not contiguous to any other pieces of their property. This is contiguous to the DEP property, so that's why it makes sense to for the DEP to take it.
What would New Paltz want with the property?
I don't know. I'm just asking. We're conveying property that sits in New Paltz, and nobody's had a conversation with New Paltz.
I don't know that nobody's had a conversation with New Paltz. I have not, but yeah. I mean,
there was a prior resolution that already allowed the conveyance to the city of New York. We're doing this basically to make sure we can convey it without consideration.
When was that prior resolution?
When was it?
2016.
So this is going to New York, not to the state.
Well, DEP.
Right,
DEP.
New York City DEP.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think the DEP pays taxes on that.
I know.
I'm thinking of
the
city. It
says in the resolution that by resolution number 246 of 2016, adopted April 19, 2016 by the Ulster County Legislature and approved and signed by the Ulster County Executive on April 21st, 2016, the county declared that the property was surplus and no longer needed for a public purpose and authorized its sale to the city of New York.
I would like to know, first of all, for sure that Mohonk has, the discussions have occurred with Mohonk.
I was personally at the discussions. They were held about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
People came to the county attorney's office. They included Glenn Hoagland, I believe.
Yep.
I think there was somebody else there, I can't remember the name, but we discussed it thoroughly. They approved the deed as it stands. Their counsel was Paul Keller, and he was there also. So they have been informed, they approved. Mm.
Why didn't it move forward in 16?
Can't remember. This parcel seems to be very slow on the market. Apparently, originally it was on for public auction like many years ago, and no one was interested in it. And finally, the city came and displayed some interest around 2016, and they did the first resolution. And I'm not sure why they didn't really follow up on it.
Tracy, did you back out? I didn't mean to interrupt you. Did you back out? There's not a lot around it.
When you put in the road overlay, you see that the paths to Duck Pond are crossed through it, which, I mean, I'm on those paths a lot. It's locked, but I don't know.
The
rights are reserved to Mohonk Preserve, and given that it's been up for public auction, they've had the opportunity to purchase it, had they?
That's a good point.
Well, when was it up for public auction?
I have to check. I know the Smileys conveyed it in 1908.
Yeah. And has it been analyzed to make sure that there's nothing of historic? I mean, we're saying we think it might be a blown-up dam, but what if it's not? Is something that supplied water to the poorhouse? I mean, I think we should be certain that there's nothing of historic significance there.
I believe it was checked out when Frank Murray was county attorney, there was a letter, I think, that discussed some of these things.
Yeah, I mean, typically when we surplus property, we don't, I mean, they go through all that process.
Can we hold it, and can we maybe see that letter and just get a little more of the history of it? It's just
we can hold it, but I'm very comfortable because they had it, if it was a historical property, been noted as a historical property. If they did a due diligence in the research.
But that's what I'm asking to see.
All right, well, I would think, I have no problem holding it, but I think if it was, it would be noted somewhere that it was a historical property and there would be stipulations regarding that. But the pleasure of this committee is to hold it 1 week until we get the answer.
I would like to.
Make it an informal motion, Tracy.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to hold it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And you'll get us the information? Oh, you have the information?
I have a copy here.
Oh. Thanks. You have it right now?
I'd have to make sure I had a copy before.
Yeah, right, I don't mind having
give it to Amber, and, you know, when you, she'll distribute it. All right. Any new business, old business? We have the commissioner of finance to respond to the budget department staffing levels for September instead of this month. He's on vacation. That would be ACE and the budget, you know, division.
When do we start bringing our sleeping bags?
Not yet.
Starting another
Not
month?
Yet.
Yeah.
No.
Do we meet once a week? I'm just thinking for planning. So I don't do any vacations or anything. October.
Well, we're gonna have a vacation down in Jersey Shore. We're gonna do it down there.
Oh yay!
You didn't see that note? That
How
memo?
About Tennessee?
That's a little too far, Tennessee.
I'll take Jersey. I have Jack Daniels in Tennessee.
All right. Anything else?
You're funny, Lauren.
If not, a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. A second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just in time, Dean. We're done.
5:35.
No, we have a meeting.